Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So whenever dealing with an evolutionist, you're going to hear a lot of unsupported assertions and wild claims that aren't based in any reality. A lot of times they're based in fiction or fantasy or something that they saw off Star Trek and Star Wars. They don't base what they believe off of observable, testable data. And on the contrary, they will go running to time as a mechanism to support their unsupported assertions, and they'll say, if you give it enough time, anything could happen. And frankly, just about when I thought that I had seen it all in the debate realm, hearing about monkeys that surfed from Africa to South America 34 million years ago, and squids and octopuses coming from outer space, you know, just about when I thought I had seen all of the craziest stuff there is that these people teach, then this happened.
But it takes longer than that, Ken. That's okay. The problem. You won't allow us the time. You always tell us that the time is the religion. It's not enough time, Ken. We need more time.
Whenever these people go running to time as their savior, and they'll say, well, give it enough time and all these wonderful things will happen. What they're failing to realize is that things are actually deteriorating over time. Things are getting worse in our bodies. Things are getting worse in the world. The sun is getting smaller, the moon is getting further away from Earth, the Earth is slowing down as in its rotation, and things are getting worse in the universe. Things are deteriorating. So when an evolutionist cries out for more time and they ask you, please give me more time, what they're failing to understand is that over time, the universe is decaying. So the more time you have, the more the universe decays and the more things become worse in the world around us. And so time actually works for the creationist, not the evolutionist. The evolutionist will claim that time will work in their favor because they believe that things get better over time, yet science states that things actually deteriorate over time. What we observe is that everything deteriorates over time. One of the things that an evolutionist should keep in mind is that the Earth's magnetic field is actually decaying right now. And the Earth's magnetic field actually has a half-life of 1,400 years. Well, if you go back 10,000 years, the Earth's magnetic field would be too strong. It would kill everything on Earth. And so that proves that the Earth cannot be any older than 10,000 years old. And if you go forward in time, in an additional 2,000 years from now, the Earth's magnetic field, since it's becoming weaker and has a half-life of 1,400 years, will be gone in about 2,000 years. And so with the magnetic field decaying, if it goes away, we will actually die from the deadly radiation coming in from the sun. And so we live in a very narrow span of time. And this demonstrates that the Earth cannot be older than 10,000 years old. Because if that were the case, the magnetic field would kill everything on Earth because it would be too powerful for the living organisms on Earth to survive at that time. And so evolutionists can go running to time all they want, but it will never do them any good. In fact, it will do them the opposite. Time only disproves evolution and supports special creation. Time will never support evolutionary theory, as we all know that things do not get better in the universe, they only get worse. And so viruses increase in our bodies, diseases increase in our bodies, through genetic entropy and through genetic processes and through mutations. So when an evolutionist goes crying to time, one of the things that they should always remember is that time will never work in their favor. Time will only make things worse for their theory. And so this goes to show that creationism is scientific and that the world was created perfectly. And what this demonstrates is that evolution is unscientific and simply a joke. And this is why, and I've always said, that it's impossible to defend evolution honestly. You have to lie. You have to make believe to believe in evolution. You know, you ask an evolutionist, what is the meaning of life? And since they don't think there's any objective meaning to life, they'll say, well, my meaning of my life is whatever I make up. What they're admitting is that they're making up or make believing a purpose for their lives. So evolutionists and atheists are the biggest make believers out there. They don't believe in actual objective data. They don't believe in actual observable science or logic or reason. What they believe in is something that's completely opposite and completely contrary to the Word of God, to science, and to logic. They deny every scientific law known to man. That's what defines an atheist. Time is not a magic wand that makes the impossible possible. If something's impossible, it will always be impossible no matter how much time you apply to the impossibility. Impossibilities will never become possible within the realms of time. Evolutionists all believe that if you give it enough time, anything will happen. But science tells us that if you give things more time, they will deteriorate. Rust on your car will only get worse over time.
That's okay. The problem. You won't allow us the time. It's not enough time, Kent. We need more time.
So time is not a magic wand that makes the impossible possible. If you apply time to something that's impossible, no matter what time you give it, no matter what amount of time that's there, the impossible will never become possible. And remember, over time, things only get worse, not better. Evolution teaches that things get better over time, and that if you give it enough time, anything can happen. But we know scientifically that that is completely impossible and inconsistent with the laws of science that we observe in the universe. Thanks, guys. God bless.
It's not enough time, Kent. We need more time.